What I want to teach you this morning, since I knew the remnant was going to be here, and if you're new in here, you got to hold on, because I know what's blocking miracles, signs and wonders, your healing, your finances. I know what's blocking all the study that I do to bring you some things, and it's not caught like it should be caught. I know that we all should be more advanced than we are because of our dedication and love for God. And so at an accelerating pace, things about to speed up in the spirit. Okay? But I have to have you understanding what's happening. Now, your greatest enemy outside the devil is your soul. If you don't correct it and direct it, it will block the supernatural. It's not, what I wouldn't say is your enemy, because it's so neutral, but you have to know how to make it shift out of the hand of the enemy. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. See, your spirit, you have a soul and you live in a body, but your soul actually runs your body. And your spirit can't get to your body without your soul. Okay, so now when we read this psalm, you're going to see soul two or three times in there. It'll tell you some things about your soul. Then I'm going to show you three things that happening to your soul, and I'm going to show you three solutions to get it corrected. And then I want for a few minutes to soak your soul in the glorious light of Jesus Christ. That any sin, any wound, or any darkness over the years have accumulated itself in your soul. Your soul consists of your mind, number one, your emotion, number two, your will, number three, your conscience, number four. Okay? We have to get it where your soul is in harmony with your spirit. Once your soul gets in harmony with your spirit, then you're ready to receive from God, then your body ready to receive, then your healing will come. All that will manifest, all right? So I want you to listen as we read the 143rd Psalm. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. Mark that in your Bible. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. Very important that you see this, because the three, sit down so you can write. The three things you want to deal with in your soul is, number one, sin. Number two, if sin stay long enough, it creates what you call a wound, which Satan attached himself to. Once you get the wound clear, he can't attach to it anymore. So the three things is sin, number one. Sin, not that you're a bad person. Sin, wound, darkness. I'll give you three remedies. I'm going to give you three remedies because I'm trying to teach something fast. I'll give you three remedies. The blood. You apply the blood to your soul and get the sin out your soul. And all of y'all got some wound in your soul, so don't sit here and think you're the holy floating on top of the mountain. We all have them, okay, and they constantly come. But if you know what to do with them, then you're in victory, all right? So you apply the blood of Jesus to your soul to cleanse your soul of any sin. Your wife can get angry with you one night, and you can get angry back, and those wounds get developed, and then y'all never get together. All right. So for the wound, it's Philippians 3:10, what you call the dunamis power, the power of the resurrection. The first one was the power of the cross, all right? The blood. The second one is the power of the resurrection for the wound. The wound comes from the sin. It just sat there and give Satan, listen to me, a legal right to disturb your life. You cannot stop him. If that wound's still in your soul, I don't care how much you pray in tongue, I don't care how much you read the Bible, he's coming because he has a legal right to land. You follow me? And so this is new to the pastor. I've been 42 years, but the Lord is apostolic, is showing me some things to get the church out of the junk pile we've been in. All right. The third thing is you got the sin, you got the wound, right?
Yes, sir.
Now you darkness. So your soul need healing.
Yes,
and you take the glorious light of Christ and speak to your soul, and I'm going to show you a scripture to do that, and beam that light in on your soul and soak it for at least 15 minutes. Focus in faith, attentive to the word you're putting in your, they said light going into my soul right now. My soul is being filled with light, the light of Christ. My soul is being flooded with the life of Christ. There's a flow of light in my soul, getting it prepared to connect with my spirit. Any revelation come along, I'm going
to
eat it up.
Yes,
you follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, see, it's been a great damage to the body of Christ that we have not known. We know our soul not saved, but it's in the process. But we know we can renew our mind. It's talking about renewing your soul. But the enemy can get there in so many ways. So I'll give you a short lesson. I know it's a lot of stuff, but I wanted to say that while I was in that passage, because I need to rush. Jesus. All right, now, what voice I was in song? Somebody said four. All right, what voice I was in?
Four.
No, somebody said four. All right, well, what voice I was in? I was in third voice. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Notice that statement now. He has made me to dwell in darkness. That is all right there. How he did it? Through your soul. At those that have been long dead. Wow, I can stop there and preach right there in that third voice. That's so powerful. It tells you exactly how he is using your soul to keep you from going to another level. Let me read it again. For the enemy have persecuted my soul.
Yes.
He can't persecute my spirit. Why? My spirit perfect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My body really not even mean the deal. Because whatever my soul come up with, that's what my body going to take.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right, all right. Verse 4. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me.
Jesus.
My heart within me is desolate, ruined. Why? Because I can't yield to it. I can't fully yield to my spirit because my soul got me blocked. Y'all open?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've asked him, and how many of y'all got sick in your body? Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all got things that sometimes just worry you from the past? Don't raise your hand. That's your soul. How many of y'all home not together like you wanted? That's your soul. See, I'm going to teach you later on how to beam light into your mate. And they can't stop you. See, but right now I got to take care of you. Because one of the first order of beaming light into somebody else. you got to have light in yourself. You're trying to beam something you don't have. All right. So verse 4 said, therefore, as my spirit is overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the day of old. I meditated on all thy works. I muse on the work of thine hand. I stretched forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsted after thee, as a thirsty land. Yeah, so a lot of thirst in your soul going to be taken care of. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit. Now, he said, the man says, I know it's an Old Testament passage, but he said, my spirit faileth. I can get a relationship to that, that some things that my spirit can't do because my soul is not in harmony.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When I say my soul, now what I'm saying? I'm saying my mind, my emotion, my will, and my conscience.
Yes, sir.
Hide not thy face, middle of verse 7, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that goes down into the pit. Wow, wow. Now, when a person do not know how to take care of their soul, there's a Greek word say that they are inmate. You know what an inmate is, right? You're in prison. And to some degree, the church at large have been held as an inmate, trying to be spiritual but don't have it all together. Go down in the pit. You're locked up. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good.
Yes,
see that?
Yes, sir.
Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul. All of us have been here, our soul in trouble. Not that we're bad people, but you just got to know what to do with it. All right. And so you read that psalm over and over and you mark soul and you know, you look up the Greek word, whatever you want to do, just pray that the Holy Ghost show you that psalm is a direct insight of a combination of the soul and the spirit. And then so in the New Testament, our soul has a promissory note, but we got to take care of it by faith and by feeding it properly. All right. Now, you remember the scripture where if your eyes offend you, pluck it out. I never could get a revelation for that scripture. I ain't about to pluck my eye out. I love Jesus, but I ain't plucking my eye out. You wasn't either. You didn't lie. You ain't gonna. If your feet offend you, cut it off. I ain't doing that. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. I wasn't doing that. Not literally. And so over the years, I wanted to know what the revelation of that was. But actually, I found out that your eye actually is your soul. Luke chapter 11. I'm going to read an Amplified Bible, and then I'm going to let you, just for a few moments, get you ready for a service. I'm going to preach revelation knowledge this morning. I'm going to use you as an experiment of being able to receive this thing and run with it. Because you see, your soul is going to be clear, and you're going to be properly connected. I have to teach the church later, but you as a remnant of the church, you come to prayer. And I talked to other people, but see, they missed it. If they should be here this morning, they back off when I'm not here. But I got a bunch of them running. I can't be everywhere, so they need to come anyway. You're not coming for me. I can't answer your prayer. You know, should come who I put over the thing, you see. Now, look in Luke chapter 11, verse 34. Luke chapter 11, verse 34. It's about the further I'm going to be to go, and I'm just going to get you. It'll be 15 minutes. I said 15 minutes, and we'll do 15 minutes of getting ourselves together. Your eye, and I'm reading out the Amplified Bible. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, now in this Amplified Bible, you know what it say? Your conscience. So wherever I see mind, conscience, will, some type of emotion, or flesh, I know you're talking about my soul. So he said, your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience, is sound. And fulfilling this office. Your soul has an office. And if it's not properly taken care of, it can't carry out its duties. Are you following me? Now, I want y'all to read that. If y'all got get your Amplified Bible or something, get something with some amplification on it, and me to read this. But when he say your conscience, you're talking about your conscience. I know that's part of my soul. Doesn't mean you're bad. It mean we're ignorant.
Right.
And nobody want to be ignorant with your ignorant self. Nobody want to be ignorant. Don't be calling me ignorant. I want to know. You know what I'm saying? So here we see this now, because in a few minutes, I'm going to have you to deal with the sins in your soul. The wound in your soul. And the darkness in your soul. We're going to get it out. I need 15 minutes to get it out.
Thank you, Lord.
So we might have to go over a little bit. But you'll be hot as a firecracker in service this morning. Every revelation that comes, you shoo. Because somebody may have done you wrong in the past. You may have said something wrong. Gossip is so easy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Gossip is universal. Gossip have a universal anointing. It'll just lead you. And so good people get in gossip with gossipers. Because now they're talking to you, and you say, that's it. You're in it. Okay. Now let me finish reading the scripture. I'm starting at verse 34 again. Your eyes are the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of light. Full of light. But when it's not sound and it's not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. That's where the sickness come in at. See, the sickness came in your body through a wound that you have in your soul. Once you get the wound cleared up with the power, then shine the glorious light of Christ in your soul to get your soul healed from that wound. It's going to connect with your spirit, and all the power is going to flow.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't take all this in one morning, but you have a concept. All right. Verse 35. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright with light, as when a light with its bright rays gives you light. Now, every scripture you know about light, Jesus said, you the light of the world. He said, I'm the light of the world. Let your light so shine.
Yes, sir.
Now, light is understanding also. Light is enlightenment also. So we take the scriptures and we enlighten our soul to the will of God, and our spirit is already perfect.
Right. Yes, sir.
Body got no choice. It got to follow suit. Okay. All right, stand up. Because I'm in a hurry. Stand up, I'm in a hurry. Now listen. We're going to apply the blood to our soul. We're going to, help me, Holy Ghost, apply the blood to our soul. We're going to, the dunamis power. Now, sit down. I want you to write this down. Dunamis power. Dunamis power, actually, what the dunamis power do, the dunamis power remove all infirmities and sickness of soul and body. That's the power of the resurrection. Remember Paul said that I might know him, the power of his resurrection? So that dunamis power, and that dunamis power does something else now. That dunamis power, when you apply that dunamis power this morning, it's going to create in you what you call an excellent soul. Now, your spirit excellent, your soul excellent, and your body excellent. Now, it might not happen overnight. It might not happen over a week. But I want you to start flooding your soul with light. Just find that there's a scripture in Malachi 4:2, what the healing in his wing. But you want to flood. I'll give you more on it later. But what that dunamis power does now, it move any infirmity. It jump on that wound. You have wounds you don't even know about.
Lord Jesus.
You stubborn in some area and don't know why you're stubborn.
Lord Jesus.
All of us. I'm talking to all of us. I'm talking to everybody in here. And if anybody else extra, any demon in here, I'm talking to him too. You see, because he knows. He knows where you headed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well,
glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Habits, behavior. Trying to straighten it out, trying to change your behavior, you're not going to be able to do it.
Right.
Not with that wound in your soul.
Right.
You see, when you clean the wound, Satan don't have nowhere to land.
Right. Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
See, you already lack God.
Right.
In your spirit. Once you learn how to work with your soul to make your soul come in agreement with your spirit, then your dominion is going to rise. Ooh, you're going to begin to dominate because you don't have, as long as you don't want to act like you don't have no problem.
Right.
See, when you sit up here and say, my soul clean. See, I can't help you. You go down and take your seat. I'm going to preach the best way I can to you. So that's all I can teach you. Stand up now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say some words. I want you to follow me. Father, in Jesus' name,
I apply
the blood of Jesus,
upon my soul.
Let's back up. I got to do something else. Father,
I repent
of sins I know about,
and of sins I don't know about.
I'm asking you to forgive me. Now you got to focus, you got to use your faith, and you got to believe, all right? Now in the name of Jesus,
I apply the blood of Jesus
to cleanse me,
of all sin in my soul.
Now see it going in there and doing it.
Yes.
No, don't pray in tongues. Hold up. No. Let it go in there. Focus. I mean, see it going in there. See your soul being swept out by the power of Jesus' blood. Any little thing that have got in your soul over the years, getting it cleaned out. Father,
in Jesus' name,
I apply
the dunamis power,
the resurrection power,
to my soul.
Remove it.
Any wound
that have attached itself
to my soul.
Let the light go in it.
Now, Father,
I apply the glorious light of Jesus Christ into my soul,
to heal it.
Now, for the next 10 minutes, or a little longer, I want you to personally do that to yourself. Just look at your soul and let the Spirit help you, let the Holy Spirit help you. But those three things you're dealing with, it just don't happen boom, boom, boom like that. But you apply it now. Be willing. Be willing. And if the Holy Spirit bring anything up about what you need to repent about, go ahead, you and the Holy Spirit do it. You see what I'm saying? And get yourself, you're getting yourself flushed out. This is new to us, but it's amazing what has happened by doing this. By me being so spiritually charged, there's some, and oh God, I got to tell them something else. I'll do something at the end, going to help you. But right now, get that cleansing. The light of Christ is shining in my soul. The glorious light, healing my soul. Thank you. Talk to us. Say, light.
Light.
Enter into my soul.
Enter into my soul.
I want to see.
Clearly.
Lord, glory to God. Thank you.
What the Spirit is doing. What the Spirit is saying. I want to hear your voice, Claire. Claire.
Light.
Cleansing me out. Now you got a year now. Go ahead and focus. Accept it. Whew, my goodness. Some things leaving right now. You have a right to the light. My soul have a right to the light of Christ. And I'm letting it in. See, certain things that come to you like that, and you speak them out, you see. Let that light shine in. Then when the Spirit speak, your taller man can receive. Thank you for your light going down in me. Thank you for your light, Lord. Enter into my soul, my soul. My soul, my soul being healed of all the things that have been hiding. Things that have been hiding in my soul. The light, search it out. Yes, yes, yes. Get it. The light shine. Kusala. You're soaking your soul in the light. That's what you're doing right now. You're soaking your soul in the light, the glorious light of Christ. Mm-hmm. You're looking for the word clear, clean. Yeah. Shashumara. Light shining in my soul, the glorious light of Christ. Thank you, Lord. So now you can do this yourself. All right, now, sit down. I'm going to show you something. Here's how wounds in your soul is revealed. Now the Lord's been trying to reveal them to us. Dreaming. You dream. You dream, and you'll find out what wound the enemy has encamped with your soul with. Those dreams was not just given to you. Those dreams, now you ask the Lord, say, what that is? So you say, I don't dream. I declare everyone in here going to be a dreamer. And they're going to dream, and they're going to have understanding of those dreams. And God's going to give them a clarity, and they're going to know how to soak their soul in the light and get healed. I had a dream about something I need to soak. Now, sometimes it's like it's another poison, but it's talking about you. I had a dream. I soaked it. I knew what the wound was. It took me 2 days. Mm-hmm. Some people take them weeks. Thank you, Lord. And he'll give you a confirmation that you got it cleared. Yeah. Here's my confirmation. Open vision. Sitting in my desk. Mm-hmm. A lion face appeared. Watch now. Listen. A lion. Not a good lion. It says Peter talked about it as a roaring lion. Yeah. He go around seeking whom he may devour. Yeah. All right. In about 35 seconds, he is being dragged away, his whole body dead. Wow. In open vision. I saw his face. I'm awake. I'm sitting in my desk. I saw his face. Then in about 30 seconds, I saw a whole lion. Something had him dragging him away. He was dead. What that mean? I got that wound. I don't have to pray about that wound no more. That wound gone. So he'll give you a confirmation. Any mess you got going on, he'll show you how to disappear. You won't be in that mess. Because you're going to be after a while, you're going to be real protective of your soul. Amen. You're going to have to say something and say, oh, no. What? I'm giving the devil the right to put a disease on me.
Yeah.
I'm giving the devil the right to mess my marriage up, to mess my finances up.
Amen.
So you'll be more careful. You won't be loose because you're going to enjoy the benefits of being totally connected so much. And you go on with life as life is, but it's just going to be, you're going to be balanced. I know I threw a lot of stuff on you this morning, a lot of new stuff. I'll finally be teaching it in long stride, but I needed to get a remnant of people. I can't have all these people with their soul not right, you know. So I need to get a remnant in the church because there's a lot of revelation. I'll release a lot of revelation this morning, and you will be better equipped now to receive it. You see, your antenna is clear. The signal going to be clear to you. You're going to hear better. You're going to understand better. And even if you don't like it, you're going to receive better.
Amen.
You ever took it a nasty medicine?
Yes.
You took it, didn't you?
Yes.
No, you better take it.
Yes,
if you want the results.
Yes,
but you see, you're not going to be so discriminative about the truth. The truth. And the Bible said, what the truth will do?
Make
you free, right?
Yes,
so now there's going to be a greater freedom. Let me tell you something. Your soul going to start resting.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can I show you one more?
Yes, sir.
Don't y'all tear this place up now. John, go to John 14:30. I'll read to you out of the Amplified Bible. Jesus had a perfect spirit, a perfect soul, and a perfect body. That's why he was such a master. As he is,
so are we.
Now you cut some nine little shaka. Now you're getting in a position to do that. Don't worry about nothing, child. Listen, it take a little while, but you're gonna find yourself coming out.
Yes, sir.
It's
almost like a skin falling off you that's been holding you, and you come out. You're gonna be so happy, full of joy, full of peace. You know, no matter what's going on around you, it's not gonna disturb you, because you know it can't take you out. And then you're going to be a bearer of the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to walk in love. You're going to walk in joy. You're going to walk in peace. See, when your soul not clean, you're bitter. Bitterment will kill you. I know three or four people dead right now because of being bitter. I couldn't get it out of them. I tried to get it out of them, but I couldn't get it. Maybe if I knew what I know now, I might have helped them better, but I had to use everything I had. I used all the love I had, you know. I just wanted to keep it. Now, when this happened, this put you in a position that Satan has no common denominator with you. No, he can't reside with you. He come to you and he try to use his equipment, but it doesn't register. Why? Because he can't find nothing. He can't find no claim. He can't find nothing common with you.
Glory to God.
So now he can't have no power over you. Because now you have cleaned the very place he was coming to your soul. He wasn't coming to your body. When your body hit, he already hit your soul. When a disease or a sickness hit your body, he's already hit your soul. If your soul would have answered right, he'd have been cut off from getting to your body.
Lord Jesus.
Y'all ain't appreciate this enough. It's too much stuff, boy. Now listen, this is where you're going when you know how to clean your soul. Look what Jesus said in his 30th verse. I'm gonna read it out of the Amplified Bible. I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, the evil genius ruler of the world is coming, and he has no claim on me. You see it? He has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. See, my soul clean.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing in me that belong to him.
Glory to God.
No problem. He ain't got a body. Can't tell me. He said, yeah, and he has no power over me.
Thank you.
You wonder why Christians fail, why Christians sin, why Christians are sick, why Christians are struggling when they have an inheritance in their finances. All of it is because of a deceived soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can't deceive your spirit. Why we don't have it? We got to go. Why we don't have it? Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now listen, listen very, very carefully. You are a creator. You have creative power on the inside of you to call things that be not as though they were. That's the way grace and faith works. Them two gifts of grace and faith, you're the most powerful creature on the face of the earth. But you got to know who you are and you got to know your part. And that soul is the thing that's been jamming us from not going. Because, you see, if your soul right, you're going to love people. See, what stopped you from loving people? Your soul? Got something in it? See, when your soul right, you're going to look beyond hurt to help. How can I help this person instead of hurting them? See, but if your soul is your enemy, you let your soul become your enemy and let Satan, the enemy, have something in common with you. Revelation come right at you. Revelation come at you. Go to the other person. You had something in your soul you didn't deal with. Now, you know, people who go in Revelation, other people think they're going off their rocker.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. Religious people. Right. So y'all can't be dealing with no religious people with this. Yeah. Talking about your soul. Where my soul at? They're going to ask you all kind of crazy questions because they don't even know, they ain't been taught. But you, the light is advancing. Things are accelerating. Is evil accelerating?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you think you're going to stay where you are to deal with it?
No.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've soaked your soul in the light. Say you take 15 minutes. The dream you have, God's going to restrain with that dream here, the Holy Spirit, and he's going to show you a wound. You just find yourself somewhere and soak that thing in the light of Jesus. It got to leave. Because you caught him.
Yes, sir.
Now you know what Satan been using against you.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all really see what I'm saying?
Because
some of y'all look at me like you're still puzzled. I don't see why you're still puzzled, because it's
very clear.
Three things. Your sin turning into a wound. That wound is that wound and darkness is a landing place for Satan. He's the God of darkness. And so if you got darkness in your soul, he can land in your soul in church.
Yeah.
And the preacher preaching your word, got your word, your counseling in the mouth of your man or woman of God, and they're speaking it to you, and you can't even receive it. So you you leave and go to a psychologist. And he had no idea about the psychologist, have no idea about demons. Where strongholds are built? Your soul? Your mind, your soul? Where these bad imagination at? Your soul? Got that? Well, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God is in your soul, in your mind. See, when you say mind, conscience, will, emotion, that's soul.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll teach you later on in the Greek. You see, you got to look things up. Sometime when they're talking about heart, they're talking about soul.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'll give you one. Hebrew 4:12,
yes,
the last part, know the intent and thought of the heart.
Right.
They're talking about your soul. Wow, that's right. Wow, that's a good word, girl. Wow. That means it's getting down in you. You're understanding what's happening. Whatever get by you, you can come back and check it and get it out, even if it get by you, because you know what to do. And then in years to come, you'll perfect it. And you'll be the cleanest and happiest person that ever lived.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Everybody will want to be around you because
yes,
something's going to be coming out of you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Well, why, she ain't got no problem. No, you done soak yourself in the light.
Yes,
you done let that dunamis power went down in your soul. Now your soul is sealed with the goodness of God just like your spirit. You see it? So now, all your sickness and disease is going to have to leave you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you now. Now, if you don't do it, don't hold me. But if you do what I'm telling you to do and understand the little things I'm saying to you, and then I'm going to teach you further in the man's sanctuary in days to come, but I may come back to prayer and teach y'all some more of how to do this thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I need to get a remnant of people who can't listen to me. I need to have a remnant of people who can't be derailed.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And who will not be disturbed in the midst of the battle. Some battle's going to rise up, but you're not going to disturb because you already know who's going to win.
Yeah.
He don't have no claim on me. He don't have nothing common with me. He don't have no place to land. He can't come mess my home up. One of us gonna catch him.
Yes,
oh my Lord! I know. I hear him singing now. That's all right. Let him sing. I hear him singing. It should have been a prayer meeting. We ought to all get in our car and leave. What hell that? This year ain't here today. He'll be here every Sunday. She left. Got full and gone. Maybe I should have went. That's the way the rapture going to be. That's the way it's going to be. The rapture going to be. Some of these people ain't right. And they've been around there and say, well, Aunt Sue. Then, you have the dress Aunt Sue had on. Man, the Lord done come and left me. That's why I tell people, you can't force people to do this. You can't force people to come to prayer meeting. Because if you force them, all they're going to do is come and mess the prayer meeting up.
Right.
That's right.
They don't want to be there.
That's
you
right.
Can't force people to come to church.
No.
I challenge you, but I can't force you.
Because
you're not going to come.
Right.
You're going to come, but you're not there.
Right. That's right.
You come like this.
Yep. Yep.
You're not receiving nothing.
No.
Okay? All right. Now, let's study those scriptures. Get your Amplified Bible, study those scriptures. I didn't give you many, but that one on. And then I want you to look in the 5th chapter of Mark, and you read it in the Amplified Bible when Jesus comes. Now, tomb, that man was in the tomb. Is it constantly among the tomb? Tombs can mean wounds.
Okay.
That's how many wounds he had in his soul. And you're hanging with dead people. Yeah, you're hanging with people who don't have the life of God in them. And so, the opposite. Now, with you knowing this, what I showed you in John 14:30,
yes,
Satan can't torment you no more.
Right.
He's a tormentor, you understand?
Yes,
but he can't torment you because you got the sin clean, you got the wound clean, and you got the darkness gone.
Yes.
He has no place.
Thank
he has no place to land.
Thank you, Lord.
But what I want you to look at in Mark 5, when Jesus meet that man in the Amplified Bible, he asked Jesus, what do we have in common? Then, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus was able to torment him. So wherever Satan been tormenting you, now you're going to go back and torment him. See, you had the power all the time in your spirit, but you didn't know how to get your soul to cooperate properly. But you don't know. You ain't got to remember on three things: the blood, the dunamis power, and the glorious light of Christ. You got to remember three things: sin, wound, darkness. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, Father, may each one of these persons on the sound of my voice be able to receive this morning like ever before, and may great joy come into their own personal lives, their bodies, their minds, their conscience, and may they be able to have such an atmosphere in their life that somebody going to ask them, some of these Christians in this church going to ask them, what happened to you? And then they'll be able to share it with them.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, let's do it.